WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
When our commentator Dagoberto Gilb was a teenager, he used to go to demolition derbies. Now he goes to the neighborhood bullfights. A recent visit to the ring prompted these thoughts.
The last time I went to a bullfight, I took my oldest son Tony around the back to show him an event few see. Three donkeys, yoked, harnessed, have dragged a dead bull from the dirt basin of the arena and up a tunnel and to the door of a nearby building that resembles a garage. A chain is cinched under the front legs of the bull, and a motorized hoist lifts him. His eyes are empty by now, though his body, especially his teeth and legs, still seems alive, even dangerous. Just 15 minutes earlier, in the ring, his tongue looked as white as his horns, but is now scarlet with blood as it droops from the side of his mouth. He's being put upright to be heaved onto the bed of a pickup truck, which is backed up to the door. I had a camera with me that I assumed, wrongly, was loaded with film. I'd already snapped off some powerful shots, in my amateur opinion, when a young boy, maybe only a year older than my son, standing on the pickup bed, directed a sharp knife between the bull's legs. When he was done, he held the big black sack in his other hand and looked at me. Aquí, señor. Here, mister. He raised the bull's cojones high and smiled like they were a shiny trophy. I clicked. That unprinted photo was of my son Tony becoming a vegetarian. And he hated vegetables, too. I used to make jokes about his conversion. He was a donut-tarian, a churro-tarian. But he hasn't eaten a burger since that day. Bullfights have never been a conscious interest of mine, either as art or sport. They're just something to do, something different, very different. Something in the neighborhood I go to at the last minute. Juarez's Plaza Monumental is only a 10-minute drive from my home. I go as a spectator, not a participant. I'm not critical or supportive, only curious. I noticed the ad for this weekend's bullfight the day before. Obviously, I didn't even have to ask Tony, but this time my younger boy, Ricardo, had mysteriously decided he wouldn't go either. He just turned 13, the same age Tony was that last time. Why not, I asked. Tired, he said. Not in the mood, he said. The fact is, he loves meat too much, and he was afraid what happened to his brother might happen to him. I really think you should go, I told him. It'd save a lot on food money if you became a vegetarian, too. He wasn't sure I was joking. So when I went without my sons this time, while a group of men in aqua shirts rushed the arena to rake away the broad, almost rutted trail the killed bull leaves in the dirt as he's dragged away, I followed him, again, to the back. It was the same scene, same thick chain, same hoist, and a pickup truck. The bull had those same eyes that, motionless as they were, I swore could still see. As always, I felt his power hovering there, even if nothing moved, felt he was looking back, listening. This time, two boys, I imagined them as brothers, and I think they were, watched near me. First, the older boy touched the coarse, matted black hair of the bull's enormous torso, then the young one would. Older brother, then younger, touched the head, an ear, a horn, a tooth. They both knew that this was an animal. They both knew he was dead. They were gentle and respectful, but not afraid. The pickup began to move out. The younger boy had been standing eye level to the bull's face as it slumped on the bed of the truck. While the bull stared straight at him, he waved goodbye as only a little kid can.
Writer Dagoberto Gilb lives in El Paso, Texas. He's the author of The Last Known Residence of Mickey Acuña and The Magic of Blood.